This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Tonight on the Live Feed, we visit with a musician who is playing at the Acoustic Cafe here in Winona this Friday for the Midwest Music Festival. Paul Tierlink plays a mixture of folk, pop, and rock on his guitar. Tierlink has been writing his own lyrics since he was 12, and he remembers receiving his first guitar as a present from his parents when he was 12 because they heard him singing in the shower all the time. Tonight we discuss some of Paul's life experiences, including his time in the Army and his studies at Winona State University. We also learn about some of the good and bad experiences Paul has had while performing. We go now to the KQAL studio in Winona, Minnesota. You guys are listening to the Live Feed. I'm Lisa Ostrander, and we are here with Paul Tierlink.
I'm Paul Tierlink. I grew up in Marshall, Minnesota. My folks bought me a guitar when I was 12 years old because I used to sing "Where Have All the Flowers Gone" in the shower at the top of my lungs, and I figured no one would ever listen to somebody standing around singing without an instrument, so the guitar was the thing at the time, you know? And so I got, for Christmas on my 12th birthday, I got a guitar.
Right on. And where did that go from there? You just started to play and really enjoyed it?
I started writing almost immediately, you know, but I was really a depressed kid, so I wrote really like death and nightmare songs and crazy stuff, you know.
Yeah. Okay, right on. And you took lessons, you said, from a gentleman in the area that was blind.
Yeah, Don Gabriel was his name. Yeah, and the first thing I told him was, I said, "Oh, I can't do that. My hand's too small." He says, "Yeah, yeah, they all say that." And, you know, because he was blind, basically he would grab my fingers and just put them where they went sometimes. So he just grabbed my fingers. And I said, "Oh, gosh, I guess I'm not going to get away with that." You know, so
it's got to be interesting, though, learning from somebody that's blind how to play guitar.
Yeah, you know, and I never really thought a thing about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he was a very cool guy. You know, I knew when at the time he was teaching me a bunch of stuff I would never use.
So from there, you played a little bit more music, and then you went into the Army.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, I went to Winona State.
Oh, you did? Okay.
After I got out of the Army. I went in the Army. I actually bought a guitar over in Europe. I bought an Ovation over in Europe. But I came back, and I went to Winona State, and I've quit on a couple of occasions. And I had quit for like 3 years, and then so I came back here, and I actually played at the Newman Center back in the day. I knew the priest who ran the place and everything, and so I did like little gigs, little tiny, you know, little gigs back in those days, and did mostly other people's songs, did covers poorly and a few of my own, so.
But you were always building up your own music.
I've always written. Whenever I play, I write. Even I quit for 11 years at one point. As soon as I picked up the guitar again, I started writing again. Mm-hmm. It just happens.
What inspires you to write?
See, I knew that question was going to come. Lots of things. I mean, it's really interesting to me. People ask me to write a song. My mom asked me to write a song for her funeral one time. And when anybody asks me, I say, well, I don't know what's going to happen exactly, but I'll give it a shot. And I lived about an hour and 15 minutes away from her place. We were in Arizona at the time. And I had to pull over to the side of the freeway to write down the song because it came to me before I ever made it home. Yeah, I remember that day because I wrote 3 songs in one day, which is really bizarre. That's really an unusual day. So that happens, and there's a connection between somebody. I've written about people that move me when I found their story compelling. A lot of my writing happens, like I'll wake up first thing in the morning, even in the middle of the night, I'll just wake up first thing in the morning or the middle of the night and just write 3 verses and a chorus and a bridge. And when I look back on them, I always see that they're thoughts I've had. You know, I guess I'm pretty opinionated in some ways. And I don't really express myself. I'm not a real activist out there up front. You know, I'm not an out front person. So I think a lot of it just pops out in my music.
So do you usually write your lyrics before you create the song, or does that vary completely?
I would say that I'm pretty much lyrically driven. I've always really been paid close attention to lyrics, but usually there's a theme that I'll maybe have a line or two, maybe a chorus line usually. I don't write them unless I care about them, or pretty much. I mean, if it doesn't really like do something for me on some level, I'm just not going there. It's a lot of work, you know. I mean, I pour my guts into this stuff. So,
So describe your music style or your genre.
My genre.
Your genre. Bands hate to describe their band in one genre. It's really funny.
So do songwriters.
Right, it's never ending too.
So you know, if you were to give me an umbrella label, it would be folk. But some of it's more rockish, some of it's more like folk rock, and some of it's more pop. I used to just write all ballads. I mean, I used to be this ballady guy. Mm-hmm. So, and I still write ballady stuff. But
what's your favorite style to write in?
Whatever I'm writing at the time. There's a tremendous burst of energy that comes mm-hmm. with all this stuff. So I fall in love with whatever the current song I'm writing. I mean, I'm in love with it, and it just carries me on a wave that may last weeks.
How often do you go out and play shows, and when did you start playing shows?
Shows, yeah. I used to have a really terrible, excruciating case of stage fright. I mean,
I understand.
Paralyzing, really.
Really?
But it's so much better now. I'm just so much better now that I actually enjoy it. I actually miss it if I'm not doing it. So I have to get a balance, because if I do that too much, then I miss just the isolation and just writing the song. So I kind of go back and forth. You know, for a several month stretch, I was playing like every other weekend. I play at a restaurant up in Red Wing, Provenzano's. I do dinner music up there for like 3 hours. And, you know, I play the acoustic periodically, you know, open mics. And I played like you saw at the Frozen River Film Festival, you know, different places. So I'm eager to be out there.
Oh, definitely always fun to play in the festival setting and things like that for groups and...
Oh, I'm playing at the Midwest Music Festival.
Are you as well?
Yeah. I'm going to be playing the 16th. I just talked to Sam. The 16th at Acoustic.
Great.
It's going to be me and Patty Darbo, mm-hmm. Beef Stew Boys, and I don't even know the headliners. There's somebody from Iowa. I loved it last year so much, you know, and I wasn't in it last year, and I was walking around going, oh, I need to be part of this. This is so cool. So
absolutely. You know. It's great to get so many different venues together as well. Why don't you explain a little bit about your CDs? Your most recent one is called Strong and Steady, and that was recorded in 2010 with Annie McClune, right?
Here Annie McClune, Tom Moncrief at McClooney Tunes here in town. Okay. Yeah, they are most excellent producers. Annie's helped me a lot with my songwriting, and Tom is an awesome guitar player, bass player. She's an awesome vocalist. She's actually got gold record vocals in her history. She's got a lot of singing on there, and he, very talented engineer, and I'm telling you, they really gave a lot to that.
So how many people would you say were involved with the production of this CD?
Oh, gosh. Do you know who Frank Utek was? Frank Utek, he just died recently. There was a memorial, so he's a great drummer. He was a great drummer. He died recently, had a heart attack, but... Mm. So Frank and about 10, and Mike Stidoff was a studio musician in Nashville for 25 years, and he did a beautiful pedal steel on one of the songs, and he's awesome. I'm going to work with him again too here soon. But so I'd probably say about 10 people or so, something like that.
Okay. What's your favorite song on the album?
Oh my God!
I know. This is just a gut wrenching question.
Well, you know, honestly. And I'm going to play it. I love Without You. I love singing Without You. I just love the sound of it. It's got a very, you know, 70s kind of pop feel to it. I just love singing. I just love the sound of it. I love it when I hear it. So I guess I have to say, honestly, that's
maybe
my
you'll
song.
Play that one for us today.
I'm actually had that on the list
great,
for tonight.
Great. Have you ever gone on tour before or anything like that? Or
no, you know, I'm in the deal that's going on right now is that I'm in production of another CD.
Oh, that's great, though. That's exciting.
That's awesome. So I got a track with just my guitar. I've got all my tracks laid down, the guitars and vocals. Mm-hmm. And I'm planning on probably like doing maybe a radio promotion when I got two CDs, because I've been told that, you know, if you're going to do a radio promotion, the first one's going to be the weakest one out of the gate, no matter how good it is, because, you know, nobody knows who the heck you are. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, I'll just make another CD and I'll have something to go with that. So that's kind of the plan for that. And hopefully that will lead to more gigs and, you know, and beyond and beyond. I'd
absolutely
like to sell some songs, you know.
Right? Oh, yeah. Doesn't every musician
want
to sell some songs?
Yes, indeed.
And so is there a general theme that you live or play your music by?
Wow, a general theme. Well, there's various general themes. I have a few. I write a lot of love songs. I write kind of spiritually based love songs as well, more of a spiritual focus to them. And one of the things that I really haven't done a lot of speaking out about myself is I'm just really not a war person. You know, I really don't think war is the bringer of peace. You know, bigger guns for peace is an idea that doesn't really resonate with me.
Did you learn a lot about that when you were in the Army then, or...?
Being in the Army was a very weird thing for me to do.
Yeah.
I went in as a medic because I really didn't want to kill anybody.
Okay.
You know, and it wasn't a good fit necessarily, me in the Army.
Good learning experience nonetheless?
Wow. A long, painful learning experience.
Right.
You know, but it was, you know, I was a mixed up, confused man. So, you know, I really didn't know where I was going in life. it was probably as good as any place as I could have been. I think I would have probably been depressed wherever I was.
Yeah, and at least you got to travel, too.
And I got the GI Bill, mm-hmm. You know. It paid for my Winona State college education.
Yep.
So I survived, and yeah.
Chapter of your life closed.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, understandable. I don't think I could ever join the Army.
Yeah, it wasn't a good fit.
So what are some of the most embarrassing moments you've had on stage?
Oh, well, back
you're always fun.
Yeah. Well, it's nothing exciting. My pants never fell down or anything like that, so that's good. Back in the day, you know, when I had the major stage fright, I mean, I've been up on stage and my hand actually like froze on the neck of my guitar. I mean, I really had it bad. I was horrible. You know, I've gotten really good at like making mistakes and just carrying on. You know, mm-hmm. It's like after a while, you know, the beads of sweat stop and you just keep going and, you know, nobody knows mostly but you. And
right.
If they do, well, it's gone anyway. It ain't coming back.
Yep.
Unlike recording in the studio, but I've had my battery. Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, I did. I did have a sweat beater at the acoustic one fairly recently, probably in the last year. Well, my battery went in my guitar, you know, and if you got these acoustic guitars with the batteries in your amp, mm-hmm. It sounds like an electric guitar with a distortion pedal. And then I know my brain, so somehow, I don't know if it was that exactly that or something, my brain left the area somehow, and I was breaking strings, and just like,
yeah.
You know, all of a sudden, like, I went, my brain just went away, and I'm like, oh, my God, I
just
feel like
a bad night, a bad show.
I'm dancing in slow motion. Bad few moments, a bad 15 minutes. It probably felt like more like an hour.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, then I can't tune my guitar. I'm like, what's wrong with me? I've lost my mind. But other than that,
you know, you're definitely not the only musician though that has moments like that. So
they I all survived.
Bring them out. Yep.
I survived.
How about a specific highlight? A really great show. A time that you really enjoyed being up there.
You know, honestly, I'm just really enjoying a lot. I mean, I just played Saturday morning, and I'm getting out regularly. And I played at the Rochester Wholesale Fruit. It's kind of the wintertime farmer's market, you know. It's mm-hmm. kind of, it's there 24 hours. They've got a roof and it's a really nice building. It's got a real nice vibe in there. I really like it.
I like it there too.
Yeah. It's, and I like the fruits and vegetables. Just when I connect with the crowd, it happened to be a really nice day. And there's a particular spot where I was sitting and I was able to make eye contact with everybody cruising by. And it was just a good vibe. You know, mm-hmm. I've actually gotten better technically working. I'm not a technical person, but I've been working with this amp, and I've found a way to really kind of make it better, you know, make my presentation better, particularly when the acoustics aren't real outstanding,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is this place where I played this restaurant. Acoustics are not particularly outstanding
right.
there either.
So you changed your music a little bit.
I changed where I positioned my amp.
Oh.
So actually that's been the biggest thing. Now I can really monitor it really well. But anyway, it all led to just a really kind of cool vibe. Everybody was just really digging it. And when people are giving me positive feedback, it's a nice energy passing back and forth.
Oh,
it's just a wonderful thing.
So is there anything else that you would like to add this evening? You said you have a new CD that's planned to potentially come out soon.
Well, you know, I don't know about the soon part. Okay. You know, it's a work in progress.
Okay.
I've gotten the basics of it done. And we're going to actually have a production meeting on Saturday and talk about where we're going. A few of the songs are fully produced, because when I went back into the studio this time, I told myself I'm just going to do some singles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was like, eh, what the heck is that all about?
Right.
You know, let's make a CD.
Do it.
So we got to kind of, production-wise, we got to see where we're going to want to go with a bunch of the songs.
Okay.
And we'll go from there. So it's probably going to be, I'd say at least another 6 months before that baby's done.
All right, but sometime before the end of the year. We'll
hopefully, I'm hopeful. Hopefully. That would be nice.
Yeah.
The music festival coming up and, you know.
Midwest Music Fest. So
and I don't know about the acoustic at some point, you know. She said, give me a minute, so I'll see when I'm going back in there again. So I'll be around. Like I said, I'll be up at Provenzano's and probably down at the Rochester Wholesale Fruit. They like me down there. I know everybody who works there.
All right. On.
They know you.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
You know people who work there.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, they're all cool and yeah,
they're fun people.
Yes, I
definitely
enjoy that place. It's fun.
And you have a website. It's www.paultierlink.com.
And
that's TEERLINCK.
Oh, you are good. You are most excellent.
And
you did your homework.
Most excellent. Yes, I did indeed. All right. Well, thanks for coming out for the interview this afternoon or this evening, I suppose. And I'm excited to hear you jam out.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Winter
2010. They were plowing, it snowed again. Cold started creeping deep in my bones. Dreamed of sweet love, froze like stone. It was cold outside, my fire burned bright. It was cold outside, I was losing the fight. More snow in sight, I held on till first light. I was cold inside, long winter nights. North winds were howling like wolves, so sharp they bit through my soul. Snow drifted higher, dug out each day. Got a postcard from Bismarck, you stayed away. It was cold outside as my fire burned bright. It was cold outside, I was losing the fight. More snow in sight, I held on till first light. I was cold inside, long winter nights. And I wondered, I wondered, would you ever come home? Did the sun melt your heart? Shadows to hold, I held on till first light. I was cold inside, long winter nights. It was cold outside as my fire burned bright. It was cold outside, I was losing the fight. More snow in sight, I held on till first light. I was cold inside, long winter nights. I was cold inside, long winter nights. I was cold inside on those long winter nights. In a song that lets me say thank you for today. Thank you for today. For all the gifts I didn't find to brighten up your day. I could have tried to your mind, but I let the chance slip away. I'll give you this gift of love, this gift that lives today. Give my heart to lift you up in a song that lets me say thank you for today. Thank you for today. Well, I wish I'd been there all the way,
but we can't change the past. I'm so glad we had today. See, our love will always last. I'll give you this gift of love, this gift that lives today. Give my heart to lift you up in a song that lets me say, thank you for today. 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 Thank you for today.
True believer, would you leave here, true believer? Would you leave here? We sit quietly as we watch TV. You wanna touch me, it's just too much for me. I want you to hold me, but I won't let you know me. I'm scared to show me I don't like who you see. But I can't see who I am, and I can't feel who I am, and I can't be who I am without you, without you. Well, I say that I'll call, but I sit in the hall, hoping somehow you'll know. And the weekends seem like they won't end. Locked in this prison, I can't seem to let you in. But I can't see who I am, and I can't feel who I am, and I can't be who I am without you. Well, I watch friends as they meet. Now it becomes clear to me, all in love, our love will set me free. 'Cause I can't see who I am, and I can't feel who I am, and I can't be who I am without you. Without you, without you. No, I can't see who I am, and I can't feel who I am, and I can't be who I am without you, without you. Without you, without you. Still here with me after all I put you through. All the times when I ran away, running back to you. Well, you gave me a second chance. Well, that's a hard thing to do. I want to give the best I can, be that strong. Your love is steady as we travel on. I pray I'm ready to be the one you dream of and bless your days with my love. All I want to do is be strong and steady for you. And when life holds me down, you hold me so close. You look deep in my eyes and smile. You always let me know. No matter what it takes, you'll be right by my side. Strong and steady for you. Your love is strong. Your love is steady as we travel on. I pray I'm ready to be the one you dream of and bless your days with my love. All I want to do is be strong and steady for you. I want to be strong and steady for you. I want to be strong.
We would like to thank Paul Teerlink for taking the time to come into the studio for an interview and recording. Be sure to tune in on Friday for another episode of The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.